Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. You may notice, if you're a YouTube watcher, you're like, wow, did they wear the same shirts Tuesday and Wednesday? Kind of. As I said yesterday, we've got some issues with our scheduling this week, so we're knocking out two here on a Monday. It's going to be kind of a two-part series, too, so it works out real well for us. But thanks for tuning in wherever you are at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, that's not a problem at all. You just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. Not tonight. After I did like four straight meals with beef, we gotta put some chicken in there. But I'm sorry, but yeah, you gotta
come on, man.
Gotta change it up every now and then.
No fun club.
I'm just saying, you know, like to eat the bird every now and then. You know,
I had a rotisserie this morning, actually. I ate like half of it. It was great.
This morning you ate a rotisserie chicken?
Well, not this morning. I guess this afternoon
for lunch.
Yeah,
you had okay. Like, that's a hell of a breakfast to have a rotisserie chicken.
Took these two things and just went.
No, that's a great meal. I understand that. I'm just saying, like, when you say morning, like.
No, I didn't wake up.
Normally, when you have chicken in the morning, it's an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're having a chicken biscuit, maybe, but that's about it.
No, it was.
I'd never heard of rotisserie chicken for breakfast. So.
Well, it was the first thing I ate.
I'm glad. Well, that doesn't count as breakfast. Anything after 11 is no longer breakfast.
It was after 11.
You're good.
Okay.
Good. Let's get back to the cow and let you guys know that if you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. I think I might do some steaks this weekend. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. That feels like it's just so easy. Like, it takes almost as much time to get the coals hot as it does to cook the steaks.
It takes more time.
So in some instances,
charcoal grill, 1,000%.
Yeah. I mean, just doesn't take long at all. Make it happen. Enjoy some steaks this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. If we ever have a merch store, rotisserie chicken breakfast is going on the t-shirt. I'm just going to let you know.
We're also having box turtles there.
Box turtles will be on there, among many other things.
And everything will be available.
A putrid shirt. Yeah. What'd you say?
And everything will be available as a rope hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
A rope hat that just says putrid on the front. Fantastic.
Like just a turtle on it?
A turtle on top of a box.
Yes. Yeah.
A box turtle.
A box turtle on top of a box. Yes.
Yes. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. If you are looking for Mississippi State gear, they certainly have it, that you can get it at College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to show you a level of respect and give you a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, NBA minute here. Kawhi Leonard.
Cannot believe it.
This is simply, they have said, yeah, they're totally guilty, but we're not admitting to any of this. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Sue us? Like, if we say that we didn't find anything, they can't do anything. There's no way. There's no way on earth that all of the research that was done into this and they say we found nothing, no chance.
There's zero chance.
There's 0%. They're like, Clippers are a successful, profitable franchise. They have an owner who loves being the Clippers owner. They don't want to push him out and maybe bring in one of these soulless monsters like the Lakers have now.
Or the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, El Cheapo. Yeah, they don't need that. I finally listened to the Simmons with the Caleb Wilson. That was a tough
insane
one.
Quote.
That was a tough one. That's real
insane
tough.
Insane quote.
So
I can't believe the Clippers got away with that.
Yeah, they 100% got away with it. I'm interested to see what Pablo Torre does next, because I'm sure he's gonna fire back with like, what do you mean you couldn't? This was here it is.
Yeah.
But regardless of all that, so there's your NBA minute. If you're interested in sponsoring the NBA minute, hit me up at heydad@supertalk.fm. All right, so a two-parter here. Tomorrow we'll talk. It'll be a little bit more of a Mississippi State angle on this, but what we're going to do today is just we're going to go through the AP Top 25. It was released on Monday, and I do have a question for you at the end of when we get look at these rankings. But tomorrow, what we're going to do is Mississippi State plays six teams that are ranked in the top 25. Are we underestimating Mississippi State as a potential spoiler? And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But just that's where we're going to go on Wednesday. But today, I just want to go through this because I'm surprised by some of these rankings. To be totally honest with you,
yeah, I am too.
I know you are. You're over there. You win one
I'm
national.
Fuming
title.
At one of them right
you
now.
You win one
yeah.
national title. You're like, why we should be the permanent number one?
No, I don't.
Permo one.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that left, so
yeah.
We'll
right.
get to that
All
in a
right.
minute.
Ohio State won. Let's do the top five here. Ohio State won. Oregon 2, Georgia 3, Notre Dame 4, Texas 5. Two things I find interesting. Georgia and Texas, the two SEC teams, no first place votes for either one of them. So neither one of those, nobody picks them to win the national title. No SEC team received a first place vote in this poll. Also find it interesting, like there are people in Texas that vote in this poll. None of them think Texas is going to win the national title. That's an interesting little, you know, same with Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Somebody from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution certainly has a vote, who did not vote for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow.
That's interesting to me. Ohio State, obviously the most first place vote. They have 40. Oregon with 14. They have the second most. Notre Dame has the fourth most. They're the ranked number four in the country. The third most votes for first place went to the number six team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers, the reigning national champions. Another situation here where we find that eight first-place votes should have you higher than sixth.
I mean,
some people
are mad.
Are voting Indiana lower than 20 or not at all. I love to see the ballots.
Wake up. Wake up. They are here. Wake up. My gosh.
If the first voter, you know, there's somebody who does, yeah, the college poll tracker. This person does it. They don't have the new one up yet. Okay. You know, they put out a list of who voted and how they voted. Fascinated to see who voted for Indiana and where. But the Hoosiers are sixth. The team they beat in the national championship game, the Miami Hurricanes, are seventh. Texas A&M coming in at number eight.
Interesting.
Ole Miss is ninth in the first AP poll of the year. I would say this about Ole Miss. If Lane Kiffin were still the head coach, I might have them second.
Wow.
I really might. I mean, with what they bring back, if Kiffin were still there.
Well, and those players that left for LSU would be back.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Dottery. Well, not Dottery. Dottery is a good player, but whatever.
Emmanuel was the big one.
Emmanuel Allen and Watkins, big
yeah,
player for
Wayne
them.
Watkins.
Harper would be starting for Ole Miss on the offensive line, yeah. I think. Yeah, I would have them probably second. So big, big gap there. Number 10, Oklahoma. Number 11, LSU. Who's the highest rated team that didn't have double digit wins a season ago, obviously with Kiffin coming in. Texas Tech is 12. My guess is with Sorsby, they'd probably be in the top 10, maybe eighth or ninth.
They'd probably be top five with Sorsby.
You think that high?
Close. I mean, okay. I don't know who you take out though.
Yeah. Alabama is 13th. First time since 2008 that Alabama has not been preseason top 10.
Oof.
That's a tough one. BYU at 14. This is a team to watch. Just go ahead and tell you right now. Like, if you said pick the Big 12 champion right now, I'd probably pick them over Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, it was a two-horse race for them last year, too.
Mm-hmm. They were right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Southern Cal tied at 14 with BYU, so we got a tie. Don't see that very often. Michigan at 16, Washington at 17. There's another one to keep an eye on right there. The Huskies are – that's a good football team.
Indiana plays on the road this year against them.
That's a tough game for Indiana.
Yeah,
Amon Williams is a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Penn State – look, Penn State –
wow.
So Penn State, 18th. Everybody's kind of pointing at Notre Dame and like their schedule is so soft. It's so soft.
Penn State
and it is. Penn State is the exact same way.
Legit, if they don't go 11-1, they should not make the playoff.
Like 10-2 is the bottom for them.
I was having a debate with one of my cousins. Like,
let's pull this up.
10-2, there might be a situation where a 9-3 SEC team makes it over a 10-2 Penn State because of their
This
schedule
is Penn
is
State's
so soft.
schedule.
It's insane.
Marshall, Temple, Buffalo are their three non-conference games. They actually go to Temple? That can't be. Hold on a second. They're at, well, it's at Lincoln Financial, which means
It's in Philly.
90% Penn
Yeah,
State fans.
yeah.
All right. Then they start conference play. Where did it go?
It's like
There we go.
this has to be the easiest Big Ten schedule.
Wisconsin at home, at Northwestern, USC at home, at Michigan. Those the only two ranked teams they play. Oh, sorry, they play Washington too. Purdue at home, Washington on the road, Minnesota at home, Rutgers at home, at Maryland. They miss Oregon, they miss
Indiana.
Indiana, they miss Ohio State. They absolutely, I mean, they could lose to USC and Michigan,
And 10-2.
and that's it. They'd be 10-2. I think they'll beat one. Of the USC, Michigan, Penn State games, I'm sorry, Washington games, they'll win two, at least one of those.
Yeah,
So
so
they'll be ten and
those are
two.
their hardest three
They'll be
games.
10-2. They
It's
shouldn't be in the playoff with that 10-2. They should not.
not all 10-2s are created equal.
This is where, the
Here
SEC, like, I'm gonna take a shot at your boy
we
here.
go.
I'm gonna take a shot at your boy here. He hits on the SEC about weak schedules. The SEC plays nine conference games and they play a Power Four non-conference game. The Big Ten needs to get on that. All
Yeah,
right. Do you
I
need,
would agree.
like, Marshall, Temple, Pitt, Buffalo is an abomination before
No,
God and man.
Indiana's non-conference is,
It's not any
I mean,
better.
everyone makes the
Yeah.
big, it's truth, but.
Ohio State and Michigan are the only two, right, that have a tough non-conference game. They both play SEC teams.
Yeah,
They play
yes.
Texas and Oklahoma,
Yeah,
respectively.
yeah.
Minnesota plays Mississippi State. You could give them that if you wanted to.
Those are the only SEC Big Ten matchups, though. It's those three
Those
games.
three games are the
Yeah.
only three?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's
And they're
not
all
bad.
weak too.
What a weird
They're
coincidence,
all the
but you're right.
same.
You're
Yeah.
right. You're right. Are you going to Minnesota? Are
No.
you going to be here?
I'll be at Ole Miss Charlotte, which will be
Oh.
just a great game to go
I'm
to.
sorry to hear that.
If I had anybody in Minnesota, I would go,
All
but
right.
I don't.
Number 19 is SMU. Sneaky. Sneaky. Can't win the ACC. I think Miami will win that, but sneaky. Good team. You don't.
Sneaky.
Tennessee is 20th. They're overrated. I just can't.
I think that shows more about the respect for Heupel, though.
I agree, but with a true freshman quarterback, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Utah at 21. Utah at 21 leads me to believe that if Whittingham were still there, they'd probably be
Closer
in
to.
probably between 10 and 15.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well.
Iowa at 22, sure.
Classic.
Perfect.
Every year. The
Lock them
last
in.
three are always.
Lock them in. Houston at 23, that's a good team. Willie Fritz, they won 10 games a year
Yeah.
ago. Ole Miss's week one opponent, Louisville Cardinal, are 24.
I'm going to
Again,
that.
Brohm is a really good coach. And then number 25, another Mississippi State opponent, the Missouri Tigers there. I'm kind of surprised Missouri's ranked, to be honest with you, especially with Hardy. You don't know what's going to happen with him the first couple of weeks.
They're
So,
a better program than people give them credit for. I.
they're no, they've become a consistent winning team. I have them as in a bit of a transition year this year, but also because I just don't know what's going to happen with
I've
Hardy.
got my 5-7. I would want to redo that. I think they're going to win some of these games.
Well, I mean, my question
They're
again,
probably closer to
I understand that we think
8
Hardy's going to
or
be
7-5.
healthy. That's fine, but like, what if he's not? What if it lingers? What if, something
I
happens?
mean, that's a
That's a real concern. I like Jamal Roberts, but he's not a Mod Hardy.
that's an injury that not a lot of people
And
you
Austin
can't really
Simmons,
base it off of.
I mean,
Yeah.
we're just, a year ago, Austin Simmons was where Trinidad Chambliss is. Everybody's talking about him. Like, this is the guy, the next guy at Ole Miss. He's going to lead them into the next generation here. And now everybody's kind of written him off, but he was not good last year. He was just not good.
I mean, he can throw the ball. He just
All the off
sometimes a
talent in the
little.
world, but he turns it over.
Yeah,
You
I'm gonna
can't
say.
have that. So that's your top 25. To you, who is the most underrated team? Then you're not allowed to say Indiana.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
All right.
The Indiana thing, they should be top five. It's hard though with the teams there, but underrated team, Washington.
That's a good one.
I think
They have a lot of talent.
they're well, if you also look at their. I think they've lost one home game in like the last 4 years or something, and it was to Oregon or something. I don't know. Their percentage at home is really good. They're returning, obviously, a very good quarterback that clearly wanted to be there the whole time. That's a joke, but
Yeah.
they're going to be a good team in the Big Ten. You know, I think the Big Ten is you know, the top three are kind of solidified. I don't think the order, but Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, the big dogs. But then there's that, there's a little bit of a gap. Then you've got teams like Michigan, Washington. Iowa's always going to be in there, but I think Washington could be the clear number four in the Big Ten. I think they're underrated. I'm going to say this too. Texas A&M at 8 was a little high for me.
We'll come back to that. We'll do overrated in just a second. The second tier of Big Ten teams, Southern Cal, Michigan, Washington, Penn State, Iowa, they are all capable of beating Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana. They're all capable of it.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is maybe the deepest, you know, we've talked about the Big Ten versus the SEC. This is maybe the deepest that the Big Ten's been. And that you've got those it's 8 teams in the top 25.
Yeah, the middle is definitely better this year than it has been.
And then you have, you know, like Nebraska with Matt Rhule. Could they not beat Indiana or beat Ohio State or beat Oregan, but could they beat Michigan or Southern Cal or Penn State? Yes.
I mean, Nebraska is a hard – going to Lincoln is a hard place to win.
Wisconsin, you know, this is it for Fickell. Like, either figure it out or get off the pot, one of the two. But that's going to be a tough they don't tell me that Wisconsin couldn't beat a Penn State or a Michigan if they play them. Minnesota has the best pass rusher in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
That guy's a difference maker. They could find a way to win a game or two.
I'll tell you, Michigan State, don't sleep on Pat Fitzgerald.
I was just about to say, Pat Fitzgerald at Michigan State makes them interesting right off the bat. No question about that. I think Barry Odom, not this year at Purdue, but eventually he can get them, you know, back to winning 6, 7, 8 games again. I'm leaving somebody out that I meant to mention. Oh, Illinois, Bielema at Illinois.
Yeah, you know, they got votes. I saw they were one of the first ones out, but I mean, Illinois has been a consistent program the last few years. I mean,
there's a lot of depth in the Big Ten.
They were preseason top 15, I think, last year.
Last year, yeah.
They go to Indiana and get slaughtered, but yeah. They were a good team.
Yeah, they're good.
Like, yeah.
So that's good interesting. Coach. All right, overrated. You mentioned Texas A&M. First off, their schedule is difficult. All right, they're at LSU. They're at Oklahoma. They do have Texas. They're at Alabama. They also have to go to. They also play Tennessee. I mean, they'd be doing good to win 2 out of 5 in there, and that's 9-3, which isn't 8th.
No,
like 8th means you think this is going to be a playoff team, 11-1, 10-2 kind of team. I don't see that with Texas A&M. Ole Miss, again, from a roster standpoint, is one of the top 5 teams in the country, but Golding is the unknown.
I think the questions are around the coaching staff. Yeah,
correct. Yeah, I understand they won a couple of games in the playoff. Nobody's ever going to take that away from them. But the guy who was calling plays is gone.
Well, I was going to say half those coaches are now.
They're now at LSU. So that's one. Texas Tech, they're probably the most talented team, but I just don't. They're not as good as they were. I think they're not as good as they were last year.
I mean, the look at their playoff game. I mean, their defense kept them in it, but their offense couldn't do anything. I mean,
then they go out and they get Sorsby, like, all right, problem solved. No, he's gone now. So
that's watching the same team again, yeah.
And then Alabama, I just don't know.
So Alabama would be, what would it be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they pick 7th right now. So 7 SEC.
If the AP poll was the SEC preview or whatever you want to call it, they would be
Alabama Crimson Tide 7th.
Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7.
That's unbelievable.
7, and then
as a kid, if I told myself Tennessee 8, 10 years ago,
Missouri 9th. So
yeah.
So what you're saying in that is that Alabama is closer to where Missouri is at 25.
No.
Than where Georgia is at 3.
You know, at the 13 ranking, I was like, maybe that's a little high, but 7th in the SEC for Alabama. I mean, I think they could finish higher than A&M. I think they could do better.
Well, there's another side to being 13th is preseason. They're saying you're not going to the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be the first one out because Notre Dame is in.
So let's just look at the playoff real quick here.
This would work because Notre Dame's in the top 12.
You would have Ohio State.
Well, actually, no one.
Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame would be your 4 bye teams.
You need your ACC champion, though.
No, you don't. The champion.
They get rid of those? No?
No, they got. It's just the top 4. It's top 4.
That changed this year, though.
It changed last year.
I thought, no, the ACC champion.
The ACC champion didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My bad.
So So those are your top four.
Okay.
Let's just play the game here. All right. So Ohio State, Oregon, Ohio State to the Rose Bowl, Oregon to the Cotton Bowl, Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. I don't know if that's right or not, but let's just call it that,
Sure.
right? Texas hosting Texas Tech. That'd be hilarious. That'd be unbelievable. Good. I'm already excited.
That would be
I'm
great.
already excited. All right. Indiana hosting LSU. You know you want it.
I'd go to
Miami hosting
that.
Oklahoma. Texas A&M. Oh, no. No. Okay. I'm wrong. I'm wrong about something here.
Wait.
Big. Okay. So, okay. You know what's going to happen?
Oklahoma will host
No,
Indiana.
no, no. No, no, no.
No,
No, no, no.
Miami.
We're leaving out the group of six. So hold on. Give me a second. So I think because they'd win the Big 12, I bet Texas Tech would still get in if they were 12th. Like they would finagle that, which means LSU would be out
Ooh.
in this scenario. So Texas would host the top rated group of six team
I
is
mean, take your guess.
there's not one rated. Oh, it's Houston. No, Houston's in the Big 12.
Just say we'll just leave a group of 16.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, who could that be?
I know
James Madison again? Man,
people
I
are
don't
saying
know.
UTSA maybe.
I look at James Madison. You know what? I know exactly who it's going to be. Oh, it's going to be.
Oh.
I'm going to be in the college football playoff. Oh, we're going to Texas? Oh, I've beaten Texas before. No problem. Okay. Texas hosts UNLV. I'm down for it. All right. Texas Tech goes to Miami. I'm sorry, goes to Indiana. Oklahoma goes to Miami. Ole Miss goes to Texas A&M. That is your preseason college football playoff. It's either, the week zero, there's a great group of six game that could be big in the playoff. It's UNLV hosting Memphis.
Yeah, I did see
That is
that.
a game that has a lot of implications early on in the season. This is my question that I said I would have for you at the end of this, right? Last year, Mississippi State started the season off 4-0. They beat a top 25 team in Arizona
Yeah.
State. They were not ranked at 4-0. Weren't really getting a ton of votes, to be totally honest. Would a 4-0 Mississippi State team this year be ranked in the top 25? That would be wins against ULM, at Minnesota, at South Carolina, and at home against Missouri, who would have probably also likely be ranked. Missouri, if they were ranked coming to Starkville, would have beaten Kansas.
They
They'd be
played.
3-0. They would have won at Kansas, and they would have beaten Troy. They would absolutely be ranked. Would a 4-0 Mississippi State team this season be a top 25 team when they played Alabama?
I think so.
I agree. I agree.
Because
Because you'd be 2-0 in the SEC.
and
You'd have a road Power Four win. I think you would be
You
ranked.
also have to think about the first four games last year. It was
You played
Alcorn, Arizona State,
Southern Miss and Northern Illinois. You played
yeah.
a MAC team, a Sun Belt team, an FCS team, and then but you did beat Arizona State.
This would be
This
a
would be three Power Four wins, including two on the road and one against a ranked team.
yeah. I think a lot of it also is the way they would look in those games too. Especially, I mean, if they can go to Minnesota and win that game pretty easily, I mean, and Camario's what? That'd be his fourth start of his career. I mean, yeah, I think if they're 4-0.
That's the other side of that too, is the pollsters love exciting players. And we're going to talk a little bit about that more tomorrow. But like, if through four games, Kamario Taylor has got like 1,100 yards passing and 14 touchdowns, and he's rushed for another 350 and five touchdowns, people are going to be like, we got to rank this guy because
100%.
he's going to carry this
He'll get
team to some wins.
Heisman. His name will be in the sentence. I don't really know what to say it,
Now
but
you got me
well,
curious.
I mean, if he's gonna start that fast, there's all people always love to do the weekly Heisman rankings. You know,
Oh yeah.
anyone can make a list. You said it.
No, you're right. You're right. So you got me curious here. I want to see something here. I can do a game log here. I don't know if I can or not.
I don't like the Ohio State being number one.
Why not?
I don't think they're the number one team. They're replacing eight guys on defense this year. Eight starters. Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, eight guys. I don't. That's a lot of unknowns for them to be six. I'm not saying Indiana should be one.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be, but
All right. So you made me look.
yeah.
Dak Prescott, junior year, first year as a established starter. threw for 284, 211, 201, and played LSU 268. So going into week at 4-0, he had thrown for either just, I'm not going to do all the math right now, guys, just over 1,000 yards or just under, and had thrown for 11 touchdowns. He'd also rushed 111, 139, 23, 105. He had rushed for almost 400 yards and another 3 touchdowns. He also had caught a touchdown at that point. So what I just laid out for Kamario would be ahead of that pace against a much tougher schedule. Dak started off the season with three group of six teams. So I probably have overestimated there, to be honest with you. But if he's close to those numbers, if he's 850 to 900 yards passing, if he's 250 to 300 yards rushing, there's going to be some hype and people are going to be like, maybe we should, we've got to get these guys on the pole.
I think that Alabama game there would be a lot of people there. A lot of national
people. A 4-0 Mississippi State team against what should be a 4-0 Alabama team. They have East Carolina, they're at Kentucky, Florida State.
And they don't have the easiest four games.
It's not easy, but those are games that should win. I'll just tell you right now, I'm not going to predict them to win. But at Kentucky, that week two game
will be good.
It's interesting. I'll just say that it's interesting because, big crowd, chance for an upset, new coach. He's going to have everybody fired up. Kentucky week one when they play, who they got? Youngstown State. They're going to win that game like 65-7, and everybody's going to be fired up. Like, oh, they look great. And I'm just saying.
Quarterback on Alabama side too.
I'd like to know what the line is for that game because I'd be willing to bet Kentucky gets close to covering it. I don't think they'll win, but if you tell me, because I guarantee that line will probably be something like
5.5.
Oh, it'll be more than that. Alabama, number 13 team in the country on the road against an unranked team that went 3-9 last
year.
That's
a good point.
They might be like a double digit line. I bet they cover it. I bet they cover it. So 4-0 Mississippi State team. Yeah, I think you're talking about number 24, number 25 in the nation when Alabama comes to town. But got to win those games. Long way to go between now and then. All right, speaking of the SEC, let's do a preview on that. We got one more to do before we get to Mississippi schools, and we'll do that today. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, a great place to go get food, a great place to go grab lunch, to go grab dinner. And the older brother, the same as well, right next door to each other, two fantastic places. School is getting back into session. Everybody's getting back into town. The Cotton District's going to be buzzing. And at the hub of all of that is Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Go grab lunch or dinner there. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you are in the need of a new copier, a new printer, new computers, laptops, mailing, information systems, whatever it is, Advantage Business Systems has the products you're looking for, but more importantly, they have the service after the sale that you need to have. Whatever you're looking for, Advantage Business Systems can deliver it to you, and more importantly, they can deliver the peace of mind that knowing if something goes wrong, they're there for you long, long after the sale is made. Give them a call today at 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? They've got it at Maroon & Co. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white at Maroon & Co. Nobody in the Golden Triangle with a bigger, better, wider, or more unique selection than our friends over at Maroon & Co. And you can use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, and that day is getting closer and closer. In fact, it's not too long now. It's not too long. We're less than, 20 days away, right?
Wow. Is that the truth?
Yeah. Got to be, right?
Getting antsy here.
Like, what, Monday the 31st. So that's 14 days. I guess it's 20 days.
20 days.
Is that right? So the 14, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, you're here Friday. No, it's not. It's not. It's 18 days.
Math Talk Mississippi.
We did it again.
The backlash on that rumblings
It was
last year
rough.
was
It was
hilarious.
deserved. It was deserved.
We were idiots.
We're not smart. Hey, nobody, when I took this job, and nobody, when I, and I didn't ask Carlo, like, hey, get on the chalkboard and figure out a differential equation for me. Nobody asked me to do that.
We're not Math Talk
We were
Mississippi.
they were just like, can you be entertaining and know something about sports? I can handle that portion of it. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Guys, if you are the summer, the heat is unbelievable. You don't want to be outside any longer than you have to be. That means you need, if you got to mow the grass, you want to get done quickly. You need a John Deere zero turn mower or a John Deere tractor to get the job done for you. And Scruggs has the biggest, best selection in North Mississippi. Everything John Deere green, they've got it, and they've got a great deal, great financing available for you right now. Go see my friends at Scruggs. They'll get you taken care of, and you can get in and out of this heat and get the lawn looking the way you want it. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. That's the name to know, and more importantly, that's the name to trust. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that. But if you're already a landowner, you just need help, you need assistance managing your land, your resources, your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that happen for you with just a simple phone call. They're experts in their field. You can make them experts in your field by getting in touch with them today. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right. Vanderbilt. Just for, that's what I'm looking for. Just for, to be clear, to have clarity. Last year, I was convinced that Vanderbilt would take a massive step back. I didn't buy into anything, right? And then they went 10-2. So now they are the Brady Belichick question of college football. Was it Pavia or has Clark Lee built a program that can has sustainability? What I will say is that in the Brady Belichick discussion of pro football, we found out it was, in fact, Brady. Found out it was the quarterback. I tend to agree that's going to be the case here. Like, I just, Vanderbilt, the lowest blue chip ratio in the SEC. They just don't have a ton of talent. They do have a five-star quarterback, but he is a true freshman. And I just don't know how, much he can do in year one. So, do I have them taking a big step back again? I do.
I do as well.
All right, then. Let's just start it off. I do have them starting off 2-0 with wins over Austin Peay and Delaware. Delaware no longer an FCS team. That's a, I believe they're in Conference USA now.
Yeah, I've got those as well.
The Blue Hens.
The Blue Hens.
Yeah.
That's a Matt McCann question right there.
Well, I mean, I just know what they are. You know who their most famous alum is? Or at least their most famous football alum?
No.
You do, though.
Delaware?
Yeah, you do know who he is. Let's just say that he's elite.
He's elite?
Yeah. An elite player. At least somebody that like to debate whether or not he's elite. Joe Flacco with the Delaware.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's a Blue Hen.
Shout out Joe Flacco.
Yeah, they have the Michigan helmets, but they're a lighter blue. I don't know if you can see it there. All right. A couple years ago, Vanderbilt sort of put the college football world on notice when they beat Virginia Tech. They have another ACC team on the schedule. NC State, led by former Ole Miss head coach Dave Doran. I don't have them doing it again. I have NC State winning this game.
Okay.
Do you not?
I have Vanderbilt winning this game.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be surprised if they won this game and then took a big step back, was what I would say. Like, if they beat NC State, I'd be like, all right, never mind. Vanderbilt's going to be good.
I have them winning. It's
Okay.
at home.
NC State, I think, is a better team.
Okay.
All right. At Auburn, L. I'll just go ahead and give you guys a spoiler alert on mine. I don't have any more wins for the Vanderbilt Commodores.
You have them 2-10.
I have them 2-10.
Wow.
I just don't.
Okay.
I'm not gonna. I just don't buy it. I just don't. I don't. I can. I don't want to live in a world where Vanderbilt is a good football program. I just don't want to live in that world.
You're not accepting it?
I am denying it. I deny
All
it.
right. I've got them
So at Auburn,
L.
at
The next
Georgia.
two are losses at Georgia versus Ole Miss. They're losing both those games.
Okay.
They're going to beat Arkansas.
Okay. I have them. I gave Arkansas a glimmer of hope. I gave them one SEC win.
I have them 2-10. So we kind of flipped maybe
Yeah.
Arkansas and Vanderbilt.
I have Arkansas 3-9.
All right. So I've got
At Kentucky.
I have them taking a loss there.
Okay. at Mississippi State.
They're going to lose as well.
Uh-huh. Alabama?
Yeah. The last three, Alabama, at Florida, Tennessee, they're all losing. I have them 4-8.
4-8. So you have them beating Austin Peay, Delaware, NC State, and Arkansas.
Yes.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I just don't.
You know, at Kentucky, maybe. But everything else, I don't. Maybe at Auburn. Jordan Hare's a hard place to play, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they're going to go 4-8.
I'm just not, I'm not a believer.
They have the least talented roster in the conference?
Yes.
Oof.
According to the blue chip ratio, yes. It's like not close.
Where's Mississippi State in that?
Towards the bottom, but closer to the top than Vanderbilt is.
I didn't know.
Let's see if I can find the
sheet. Yeah, pull it up. That's interesting. I didn't know that existed.
You never heard of the blue chip ratio?
No.
You know, Bud Elliott, not the biggest. That's 2025. Hold on. Have they not done it for yet? 2026? May 26. All right, here we go. Blue chip ratio. First off, do you know exactly what it is?
The talent on the team.
Well, it's how many of your players were 4 or 5 star players coming out of high school.
Okay.
All right, so Georgia's number one in the nation. They're at 84%. 84% of their roster, of their 104 players, were 4 or 5 star, which means 84 of them basically were. All right. Texas is Texas A&M is actually fourth. Texas is fifth. Let me just bring up the SEC here. So we'll just do by conference here. So it goes Georgia, A&M, Texas, LSU, Alabama, Florida. Florida's above 50%. Oklahoma's at 48%. Tennessee is at 46%. Ole Miss is at 44%. Carolina at 36. I was wrong about this. State's much lower than I thought they were. Auburn is at 34. Missouri at 30. Kentucky is at 25. Mississippi State is at 15%. So that's not great. Arkansas is at 13. Vanderbilt is at 8. 8%.
Mm.
And we know one of them is the quarterback, who's a true freshman. So 8% of 105. Guys, again, I'm going to try to do math here. You just want to get it for me? It can't be more than like 9. Am I right?
It's wait 1 second. I'm doing math.
Math is our new enemy here.
You said 8%?
8% of 105.
So that says they have 8 players on the team. Well, 8.4. So
we'll just say 9.
Yeah.
9 of their 105 players were rated 4-star or above.
Oof.
Going into the season.
You said Mississippi State's
15%.
Do they even have 105, though?
State?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were able to add Manning.
I don't know.
We'll go 100. Oh, that makes sense. That's easy calculation.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that one down.
That one even I could do. So, yeah, I'm just not. So going back to it, though, with Vanderbilt, I think having a transcendent quarterback is the reason they were so good last year. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Tomorrow's show, no rumblings. We will look back at the top 25. We're going to ask a question about Mississippi State. Can they be a spoiler? What game could they pull off the upset? Are people overlooking them in terms of you don't want to play them at this point? We'll go into all that. Plus, another SEC preview tomorrow. We'll get into the Ole Miss Rebels on that one tomorrow. So talk to you then. And for Carlo, talk to you in about 2 minutes. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.